This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some members of the Douglas County School Board are in court today being sued for allegedly violating Colorado's open meetings law. Four of the seven board members discussed firing former Superintendent Corey Weiss. State law says if three or more members of an elected board discuss public business, they must notify the public, which they didn't. A judge will decide whether the lawsuit stands and if the board members violated the law. A change in how communities can use federal pandemic dollars lets El Paso County divert money to road maintenance. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The rule change frees up $10 million of the county's nearly $140 million in so-called ARPA funds. Most of that money is going toward direct economic recovery from the pandemic and workforce development, but it also allows some to go to water and broadband internet infrastructure. Now, governments can divert $10 million of their funding toward any regular government services. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
About 60% of Colorado is in severe drought. Recent snowstorms have improved conditions for some front range counties, Denver, Douglas, and parts of Arapahoe, which are now in moderate drought. Areas struggling the most, the northwest, southwest, and southeast corners are in extreme drought, as are Alamosa and Castilla counties in the south. Statewide snowpack is close to normal for this time of year. There's a chance of snow for the Front Range and the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.